Hey there, tech enthusiasts. Welcome to another exciting episode of Blog Bytes, where we break down the latest and greatest in AI and technology research.
And I'm pumped about today's episode, Jeetan. We're diving into some groundbreaking work from Google Research that could revolutionize how AMI handles long pieces of text.
That's right, Sunil. We'll be exploring their new framework called Chain of Agents, which was recently presented at NeurIPS 2024. It's basically like giving AI a better way to read and understand long documents.
You know, it's fascinating because this is solving a real problem that many AI models face today, dealing with really long texts without getting overwhelmed or losing track of important information.
Exactly. And before we dive in, I want to mention that we'll be discussing a fantastic blog post from the Google Research team. As always, you'll find the link to the original article in our show notes.
Let's help our listeners understand why this is such a game changer in the world of AI and machine learning.
So Sunil, let's break down the core problem here. You know how most large language models, or LLMs, are amazing at tasks like reasoning and generating content, right?
Absolutely. They've shown incredible capabilities in recent years. But there's a catch, isn't there?
There sure is. These models have this frustrating limitation. They can only handle a certain amount of text at once. It's like trying to read a novel through a keyhole.
That's a great analogy, and this becomes a real headache when you're trying to do things like summarizing long documents or answering questions that require information from different parts of a lengthy text.
Exactly. Think about it. If you're trying to use an AI to analyze a lengthy research paper or summarize a book, these context limitations become a serious bottleneck.
And it's not just about cramming more text in, right? Even when models can handle longer inputs, they often struggle to effectively use all that information.
That's the key point. It's like giving someone too many pages to read at once. They might see all the words, but they'll have trouble making connections and understanding how everything relates.
And this is particularly challenging in real-world applications, where we're dealing with things like long legal documents, extensive research papers, or complex technical documentation.
You know what's interesting? This limitation actually stems from the fundamental architecture of these models. The way they're built makes it increasingly difficult and computationally expensive to handle longer texts.
Before we dive into Google's new solution, let's look at how researchers have tried to tackle this problem in the past. There have been two main approaches.
Right. The first one is what they call input reduction. It's pretty much what it sounds like. You basically try to make the input shorter before feeding it to the AI.
Like summarizing before summarizing, in a way?
Exactly. One popular method is RAG, Retrieval Augmented Generation. It breaks the text into chunks and only retrieves the parts it thinks are relevant to the task.
But I'm guessing there's a catch there too?
You got it. The problem is that if the retrieval isn't perfect, and it rarely is, the AI might miss crucial information. It's like trying to solve a puzzle when you're missing some of the pieces.
And what about the second approach? Window extension, right?
Yes, that's where they try to train models to handle longer inputs directly. Like Gemini, which can process up to 2 million tokens at once. That's a lot of text.
Impressive. But I sense another but coming.
You're getting good at this. Yes, there are two major issues. First, even with these extended windows, there's still a limit. And second, the computational cost goes up dramatically with length. It actually increases quadratically.
Quadratically? That sounds expensive.
It really is. Think of it this way. If you double the length of the input, you're not just doubling the computational cost, you're squaring it. It's like the difference between climbing a hill and climbing a mountain.
So basically, we've been stuck between making the input shorter and potentially losing important information, or trying to process everything at once and dealing with massive computational costs?
That's exactly the problem Google Research was trying to solve with their new approach. So let's talk about Chain of Agents, or COA, which tackles this problem in a really clever way. You know how when we read a long document, we don't try to keep everything in our head at once?
Right, we process it bit by bit, making mental notes of the important stuff as we go along.
That's exactly what inspired this approach. Instead of trying to cram everything into one big model, COA uses multiple AI agents working together, kind of like a relay team.
Oh, that's interesting. How exactly does this relay team work?
So there are two main types of agents, workers and a manager. The workers are like the readers who process different chunks of the text one after another, passing along the important information they find.
Sort of like taking notes and passing them to the next person?
Perfect analogy. Each worker gets three things: their chunk of text to read, the original question or task, and the notes from the previous worker. They then add their own findings and pass it all to the next worker.
And what about this manager agent? What's their role?
The manager is like the team lead who takes all the collected information at the end and puts together the final answer. They don't need to read the original text. They just work with the condensed insights from all the workers.
Could you give us a quick example of how this might work in practice?
Sure. Imagine trying to figure out who someone's grandchild is. The first worker might find out who the person's spouse is, the second worker discovers their child, and the final worker finds out that child's children. The manager then connects these pieces to identify the grandchild.
That's really clever. Instead of one AI trying to juggle all that information at once, you've got multiple agents working together, each focusing on their piece of the puzzle.
Exactly. And the best part is, this approach is much more efficient computationally than trying to process everything at once.
So we've got a good understanding of how chain of agents works. But the big question is, how well does it actually perform in the real world?
The results are pretty impressive. Google Research tested it across 9 different datasets, covering everything from question answering to summarization and even code completion.
And they compared it against the current best methods, right?
That's right. They put it up against RAG, that's retrieval augmented generation, and what they call full context approaches, where you feed everything into the model until it hits its limit.
Give us some numbers, Cheetan. How much better are we talking about?
We're looking at improvements of up to 10% over these existing methods. And here's what's really interesting. The longer the input text gets, the better chain of agents performs.
Wait, seriously? Usually longer texts mean worse performance.
Exactly. In some cases, when they tested it with really long texts, we're talking over 400,000 tokens, the improvement was around 100% better than traditional methods.
That's incredible. And this was tested with different language models too, right?
Yes. They tried it with multiple versions of Palm 2, Gemini, and Claude 3. And across all of them, chain of agents consistently outperformed the traditional approaches.
Even with models that already handle really long texts?
Even then. They tested it against models that can handle up to 200,000 tokens, and chain of agents still showed significant improvements. It just goes to show that sometimes working smarter is better than just throwing more processing power at the problem. Let's talk about what this breakthrough could mean for real-world applications. I mean, think about all the scenarios where AI needs to process large amounts of text.
Oh, absolutely. Like in legal research, where lawyers need to analyze thousands of case documents and previous rulings.
Perfect example. Instead of being limited by context windows, chain of agents could help legal AI systems process entire case histories and provide more accurate insights.
And what about healthcare? Medical records can be incredibly lengthy, with years of patient history.
Exactly. AI systems using chain of agents could potentially analyze complete medical histories, looking at lab results, doctor's notes, and treatment records all at once to help doctors make more informed decisions.
You know what else I'm thinking about? Academic research.
Oh, that's a great point. Imagine being able to analyze entire research papers, including all their citations and related works, to identify new connections or research opportunities.
And let's not forget about content creation and summarization. This could revolutionize how we handle things like podcast transcripts or long-form articles.
It's really exciting to think about the future implications. This isn't just an incremental improvement. It's potentially a new paradigm for how AI systems handle long-form content.
And what's particularly impressive is how it gets better with longer texts rather than worse. That's really going to change the game.
Definitely. I think we're going to see this approach become pretty standard in AI applications, especially as we deal with increasingly complex and lengthy documents in our digital world.
And because it's more efficient computationally, it could make these capabilities more accessible to smaller organizations that don't have massive computing resources.
That's such an important point. It's not just about what it can do, but who can use it. This could really democratize access to advanced AI capabilities. Absolutely. And if you're interested in diving deeper into the technical details, we've included links to the blog post in our show notes. Kudos to Yusin Zhang and Ruoxi Sun for writing this blog.
Before we wrap up, remember that this isn't just about technical improvements. It's about making AI more practical and accessible for real-world applications.
That's right. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Blog Bytes, where we break down the latest developments in AI and technology.
And remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to stay updated on the latest breakthroughs in AI research.
Until next time, keep exploring the fascinating world of technology.
See you all in the next episode.